This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Chevron and its subsidiary, Noble Energy, allegedly violated six oil and gas rules during a massive oil spill in April. State regulators said today the companies failed to properly set up equipment and caused water and air pollution. The company could face more violations. Greg Dronlow is with the state's Energy and Carbon Management Commission.
There may be civil settlements for damage. There's a possibility for other agencies to enforce their regulations. And of course, there's the cost of the response and cleanup.
Chevron and Noble now have 28 days to respond to the allegations or dispute them. A key hospital on the plains in southeast Colorado is planning layoffs. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Arkansas Valley Regional Medical Center in La Junta announced a workforce reduction as part of a long-term stability plan. Becker's Hospital Review reports the layoffs would affect about 5% of its employees. The facility is a 25-bed critical access hospital about 65 miles southeast of Pueblo. The announcement says it doesn't expect the staffing changes to impact patient care. A statement from the hospital blames cost increases, inflationary pressures, and declining reimbursement rates. In a separate statement, the hospital warns a proposed federal budget bill threatens to negatively impact rural hospitals. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In sports, a shooting guard from Colorado State University was a first-round pick in the NBA draft Wednesday night. Nick Clifford was drafted by Oklahoma City as the 24th pick, but was traded to the Sacramento Kings. The 23-year-old grew up in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.